Hi. Mm. I mean, I got locked in here because I was looking for beer.
What?
So I guess it's that time again, isn't it?
You got locked in?
Yeah.
Well, you been here since last time?
No, I came in, I thought, I'm never doing that again. I'm never getting stuck in here with you again.
You've got no choice, as you well know.
But then I thought, ooh, beer in there. Why is there some beer?
Yeah.
And it's your vintage.
Yeah.
And you've been eating all that broccoli again. It's fucking lush, that, man.
Frothy, innit?
It's lush.
Really frothy. Once you get through the froth, once you get your spoon and you dig away at it and get the froth, move the froth to one side, then you've got a really good, you've got a good channel, haven't you, to get to the actual, and once you chip away at that sort of crystallized bit that sits underneath the froth.
I know you're trying to put us off it, but you can't. It's just too delish.
It's actually just making you want more. What do you think about the sediment at the bottom? Have you got to that yet?
Well, I remember when I lived on Earth and I got into IPAs. Initially, I didn't like them.
Right.
This, your piss beer is just way better than anything I've ever tasted in my life.
That's an SPA. Spacey piss ale.
Everything has to be space. Anyway, near the beer is this fucking book again. Do you want to hear one of these?
I do.
A pregnant woman in Britain can legally relieve herself anywhere she wishes.
Bullshit.
That's what that book says. Are you questioning that book?
Is this the whole, I remember this, if a pregnant woman says to a police officer, I need to piss in your hat, then they have to give them a hat to piss in it? That's what I know that as.
You know how when we used to go to dinner parties when we lived on
All the time.
All the time. And they would ask you, like, what you did about, you know, your profession.
I mean, I was asked to one dinner party.
And never again after the unpleasantness.
Yeah.
But when I went to a dinner party, they would occasionally ask me about my job, my profession on Earth.
Yes.
And they'd be like...
Gigolo.
Pardon?
Gigolo.
Gigolo, yeah. So they'd ask the same sort of things, you know, did Viagra have a problem with, you know, like what happened to the fluffers and all that sort of shit. Mm-hmm. When our next, I can't meet policemen anymore because they're all gone, but if I was to meet a policeman, I would ask them, how often does a pregnant woman come up to you and ask if she can relieve herself into your helmet?
Yeah.
When I'm in prison because I've like asked some ridiculous question,
imagine going to prison for that. Your Honor, he asked me how many women have pissed in my hat. That's a copper, isn't it? That's what coppers used to speak like.
You're quite the character actor.
Mm. What's the strangest place you've pissed?
Graveyards, I suppose.
You had a selection, you had a few to choose from, and you went for graveyards.
I don't know, like...
Tell me the graveyard pissing story.
As a man, I don't think... As a man, we can piss freely.
I'm pissing now.
Yeah? I'm born to be free. I can do what I like. Yeah. I can go wherever I want. I can piss wherever I want.
On whoever I want.
I've never pissed on anything, really. Have I? Like, life forms. I haven't pissed on a life form.
No. No.
No.
God, no.
All right. I was wondering.
No. Not without us sort of getting a signature. But I... tell me about the graveyard pissing story.
I piss regularly. It used to be on my way home. There's no public toilets near the end of Earth, was there? When it was all like... As we fired ourselves off, there was no toilets. There's no toilets in this place.
So...
Well, it is. I've actually found one. But I'm not sure if it is a toilet. I think it's your bed, actually.
No, that's the beer making machine that I happen to sleep in.
Like a tank, like just splashing around.
It's like that that movie. Do you remember that movie?
Is it like Dune or something?
The Luke Skywalker's, where that character's floating in that tank.
Yeah, that was my reference point to space, but I didn't realize space was as boring and dull as it is.
It's got that healing. What's it called? The healing property.
You know, in that film you're referring to, one of the spacecrafts is able to go fast and like all the stars like fly by. Can we not do that and go somewhere?
You know that there's no engines, so that, I'm not having this conversation again.
Right.
Where's the strangest place I've pissed?
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you where. I'll tell you where I can't piss. I'll tell you two places I can't piss. One. The shower.
Right.
A lot of people piss in the shower. Do you remember showers? A lot of people used to piss in showers. I can't do that because I think it's... got a story to tell you about that, actually. And the other place is the ocean.
Piss in the ocean?
I was on vacation. I remember vacations. A long time ago. And I was in the ocean and I needed to have a slash. And I was told by my wife to just have a piss in the ocean. Couldn't do it. Couldn't force it out. It also, before you interject, there was fish in that ocean that nibbled at your feet. And I was really worried one would go in my urethra.
I thought you were just going to get off on the fact you were pissing in a fish's face. Why was it
maybe I would have pissed on an animal, like you said.
I wonder if they might like it. It might have like stuff in it, like food.
Well,
yeah, but this has been like made. The computer's made this.
Not as much as you'd hope. It's pretty.
Oh dear.
It's not like triple filtered vodka. Like it's pretty close to the source.
This is kind of like that film Silent Green, but like at the end, like I already know it's piss, but I'm still drinking it.
This is like the Red Label milk. Do you remember milk? It's like the one that's like got all the. Oh no, hang on. Red was. Which were blue. Blue was the one with the fucking the layer of cream on top.
Mm. I used to like that as a child and then I went off it.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I do not like pissing in urinals.
Mm.
Now, by me that, neither. I don't mean I'll just piss anywhere else. I mean I'll go to the toilet like a human being.
Right.
But I don't like the standing next to other human beings when they existed. I mean,
why would you?
I don't understand how that was still a thing.
No, I don't.
Why do I have to go into a toilet and then sometimes you get spray off other people that can't like control the piss? And some people talk to you.
I know.
Like, oh, I'm striking up a conversation. Like,
how are you doing? I'm pissing.
Yeah.
But they do that with me through the cubicle door.
And also, sometimes when you're standing next to the urinal and you're wanting to go,
yeah.
Sometimes, obviously, you have to push a little bit to start the piss
in your poo.
Well, I don't poo, oh, no, but I may fart.
Oh, really?
And I don't like this, like, you know, like, oh. And the older you got, you'd be like, just make a joke about it because you can't control your sphincter as much as you could when you were younger.
I wouldn't do fart jokes. We don't do fart jokes and stuff, though, do we? That's one thing.
Fart in space is a problem, though, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It just floats about, doesn't it? It stays like for weeks.
There's one on the lower deck that you let off a little while ago. It's still gone. It's
still there.
I call him Phil. And you want to avoid him like the plague.
Oh my God. Oh, good old Phil. So I heard a story. I was up in the archives again and I was flicking through all the different news headlines.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me this. I know what the archive is.
But just in case you've
drank too much of your beer.
Maybe you'd come into this conversation, and you'd missed the other conversation we had
right.
a few weeks ago. So I read this. There was this news headline, and the news headline said, students receive letter to say, please stop masturbating in the shower. Because semen isn't soluble in water and was blocking the pipes. That was the headline.
Right.
Which I thought was quite strange.
It is. I think that's sexist.
There was a university or a college in the US.
Aye.
Before, you know, it all became one. And there was students that received a letter saying, please stop, like I've just said, masturbate in the shower because the water wasn't breaking down the... That's spit, isn't it?
I feel like there'd spaff. Have to be a lot of that going on for that to happen. Like, well, that to be a problem.
Well, I mean, how much is going on in this pod?
Why are they picking there?
If you think about how much is going on in this pod and times up by...
well, I'll be honest.
If you times up by 18, 19, 20-year-olds, then you're going to get a lot of blocked pipes. Yeah?
A lot of
blocked pipes. But did you know it's not soluble?
I haven't really given much thought.
This is my subtle way of saying, Ross, it's not soluble, you know.
I see. Now we're starting. Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind.
how dare you? How absolutely, like, that is just disgraceful.
I dare.
I think there's another thing bumming around the spacecraft. It's not me doing it. I thought it was you.
Maybe that's a narrative we can follow at some point in another conversation in the future.
Yeah, that narrative I've just made up right now that takes the heat off me. Okay, yeah.
You ever pooped in public? Ross, you ever pooped in public, Ross?
Oh, you mean in a public toilet?
Nope. And the great outdoors.
Probably when I was a child, but I haven't, like, on walks or anything when I used to enjoy the outdoors.
Did you just leave them, just deposit them for people to find?
No, I have, like, I've said no, I wouldn't.
Like a little shit elf.
It's funny, my brain was just taking it to the next part of the conversation, but I realised you just got, like, stuck in this one point.
It's because I want to tell you
have
the time.
Have you, though?
Yes. I don't know if I've ever told you the story before, but I was caught short in a park. And had to do a poop and used some leaves to wipe the old...
what type of leaf
did you
use?
As you said before, sphincter. I think it was a big dock leaf. So it was nice. It was really nice
and caring. Yeah. It licked your anus.
I actually deliberately sat on some nettles beforehand because I knew that I'd be able to take care of it.
You like the pain pleasure kind of like
thing, don't you? You know. So, yeah, but then... stood up to go away and I stood in it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was very young.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, so I had to throw them shoes away.
Well, let me get, according to that book,
yeah.
If you were pregnant, that would be perfectly all right.
If only.
That was what that book said, didn't it? This
pregnant woman can piss anywhere they like.
Oh, piss, I've now took it to shit. Well, I'm assuming that would be the same thing.
I mean, why not?
Could you just knock at someone's door, though? Would you ever do that? You know you were really caught short.
Uh-huh.
Would you knock at someone's door that you kind of knew? Like, just a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never, apart from that point, and I was waiting for the toilet for ages and I couldn't go because someone was in the bathroom in my house. So I don't think I've ever really, really needed a toilet and haven't, because I always used to plan ahead as much as possible. So I would, you know, like when your parents used to say, do you need to go? Do you want to try? Do you want to go and try? I would always make myself go and try before I went out, like for a walk or something like that. Even if it meant I was like caused a prolapse by forcing out just the tiniest nugget of poop.
I don't like...
Why are we talking so much about poop?
Well, I was just about to end this conversation and I've said about the whole urinal thing.
Yeah.
I don't like peeing in certain places.
No.
I have like a top five places that ideally I would like to piss in.
I'd love to hear that.
I've just made up the number five. I'd love to hear all five. So if you really want to push us on this,
can I have
my
own five?
Loo, there's number one.
Right. She's dead canny, so...
the sink.
All right. Bathroom sink or kitchen?
Ayla, I mean, in my own house.
Is number two the sink, the bathroom sink? Number three is the kitchen sink.
Oh, there, yeah, thanks. Oh, Jesus, that awesome, yeah. So, one more, I guess, the garden.
Whereabouts in the garden?
The rose bushes.
No, because, you know, give them back.
Yeah.
I would say the drain, because if you've got an open drain, then you could just poop into that. Or a watering can if you're feeling fancy.
Poop in it. I said pee. I'm not...
Oh shit. I thought you said poop.
I'm not going around defecating in me kitchen sink and then trying to like use, I don't know, like a masher to like push it down there.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Isn't it?
I know we need to do a full 30, but can we just take a quick break?
Definitely.
I'm going to go and speak to Phil. Ooh, right. Got a question for you.
Go.
We fill out the rest of our quota.
Yeah.
I've got two questions, actually, but I'll ask one of them. I'll save the other one maybe for the future.
Excellent, yeah.
So, what one thing would you hate to have to learn again or experience for the first time again? That's two questions, technically. Let's do the learn again first. So, what one thing would you hate to have to learn again? Think of all the things you've learnt.
Not that much. I think in some
not
ways...
Not that much.
I think in some ways it might be liberating. Because, okay. Like the guitar, for instance, you play the guitar and you realise, with me, I just try to learn myself. So then when you find out that you're doing something wrong, it's so hard to like relearn it, to get it the right way. But if I have the memory of already being able to do it and knowing how tedious it is, well, I mean, reading would probably be really boring, wouldn't it, to relearn?
Do you think you would, if you had to, you would bother? Like if you all of a sudden didn't know how to play the guitar, and you, as you just explained, how the process of going, you go through to learn how to play the guitar, would you just think, fuck, I can't be bothered?
Depends what age. So if I was like, if I was 18 or 19, I would actually revel in that because I know I would be better age I am now because I would relearn it in a better way make the mistakes I made.
Let's say you don't have the option, right? You have to, right? So you can't actually opt out of it and you're this age now. So you're this age now and someone says, ooh, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. Like a Jedi, you don't know how to do that anymore. And you have to relearn how to do it. So think of it that way. Would it be guitar or would it be something else? Because I feel like I know what your answer would be.
Do you?
Driving.
Oh, well, I hate that anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not so much relearn it because I would say I'm rotten anyway, but it would be like
rotten to the core.
Yeah. It would be having to go through that game. And by game, I mean spending loads of moolah, money.
Like the old driving game?
Yeah. It was a racket, wasn't it, on planet Earth?
Proper shit game, that, like.
Let's on the...
You know, it took me five tests to pass my driving license, get my driving license. And it took so long that the price for each test went up. So it started like 40 quid a test or something. It went up like 60 odd quid or something. What a fucking piss take.
I knew somebody...
Do you remember quids?
Yeah, quids. Aye. I remember somebody that I knew, he'd failed it so many times, I was like, that's it, I'm out. I've had enough.
That was my last, my fifth one. I said, this is the last time. If I don't do it, that's it.
Yeah, but for his 21st birthday, I was there and he opened up his cards and in his card was his lass had bought him. His lass, Jesus, I'm not from the Geordie fucking book.
Fucking
Warner. His girlfriend had bought him another test.
Really?
And the kicker was, it was the next day.
Oh.
So his 21st
oh my
party,
God,
right?
Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know what's crazy? He passed.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful story.
Isn't it?
Did you just make that up?
No.
That's magical.
I honestly didn't.
Because I just thought, I know that earlier on you saw that I was declagging the spectrometer probe.
And you could see that guy,
you could see that I was pretty down, but you didn't just say that to make us feel better.
No, and you know how it was clogged up with a sort of substance that's got nothing to do with me. That's that other alien thing that's bumming around. I don't know what that is.
Well, we're running tests,
right?
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to use whatever that is, to create a clone.
So we'll find out. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very claggy.
How about yourself?
So.
Or would it be driving because of what you've just said?
I don't know. I really like driving. I'm a fucking good driver. I miss it.
I'll admit, yeah.
I'm a little fucking racer.
I'm always jealous and I find it quite arousing when I'm in a car with someone who's a good driver. Usually I'm talking about women, not. But
is that
sometimes it falls in your...
So hang on. So remember a few weeks ago when we got into that, should set up that VR simulator and it was like a driving thing and I couldn't find the gear stick, but you said you've got the gear stick. You've got the gear stick, that's it, that's the gear stick, and I was sure it wasn't the gear stick. Is that what
Do you remember that film Fight Club? This sounds like that because you're just making this up.
Right.
Once this recording happens,
yeah,
like this session that we're together in, right?
Uh-huh.
I just go my own way. I'm bumming around cleaning the lower decks.
Yeah. All I know is I couldn't change gear and you were really having the time of your life. So no, not driving. No. What about, you said reading, that's a good one. That would be a fucking ball ache.
Tiresome, time consuming.
Learning to speak.
Ah.
Jesus, imagine having to learn to speak again. Like, not as if you had like some horrific fucking accident or something. I mean, like, if you're from a child. Learning like development and stuff, learning how to fucking mimic and then like phonological awareness and shit like that and fucking learning how to, that would be wild.
I think the frustrating thing would be your brain telling you, you already know this, but you don't.
Mm.
And I'm not keeping it light, am I?
No, but, right, okay, so that's another sort of rule, isn't it? Too many rules to this game.
Well, you know, like, if I just feel like if I was in an accident and I'd lost the use of speech.
Well, you were in an accident, that's a story for another time, but that's how we ended up here. But, yeah.
Aye, but I come out unscathed for the most part.
Well, for the most part.
Now, I've got this robotic arm and stuff, but, like, it's awesome. I'm playing a much better guitar.
Speaking from personal experience, it does the job.
It's got 9 fingers, so I can play every riff I can play.
9 fingers.
Plus and, new ones.
9 fingers and 3 elbows.
Mm-hmm. So,
what else? Learn to speak. What about... Ooh, so many things.
Learning to shave might be a ball ache. And that's lighter. Yeah. So I'm going lighter.
You're going light, aren't you?
Well, when I first learned to shave, I was like cutting myself like a...
Were you taught to shave?
I was never taught
to shave. I had to do it myself.
Me papa.
Space.
It's another coaster. Asteroid. It's the space ghost, yeah.
God. Yeah, no, I was never taught. I had to teach myself. And as you know now, just use an electric razor. I use a laser razor.
A laser, because it's the future once, and in space. So it's the double combo, isn't it?
Once every 3 decades, I use my laser razor and it just takes off a couple of layers of skin.
Do you do that? I've got
the epidermis.
Good tip for you. Just stand next to the fusion core. It's radioactive and all my hairs fell out, so I must be fine.
Is that why your jism's green?
Well, I haven't. Like, I just... deposit that, I don't care.
I know you do.
I'm just away.
I was declagging it.
That's to be proven.
We'll find out. What did you say?
Shaving. I was keeping it light.
Just fell out my head, completely fell out my head.
Yeah, it's space madness.
I suppose eating. Imagine learning how to eat solids again. Oh.
That would be fun.
Again, that's a bit dark, isn't it?
It's all got like a dark tinge to it.
It's a little bit dark, isn't it? Stuff like that. This thing about stuff that you like, guitar, that's another one. Like guitar and driving, that's the sort of thing that you don't want to learn again. So what skills do I have? I'm very rapidly realising I don't have any skills.
No, I think you're just doing yourself down because you do.
Mm.
Well, you know, you're like quite the guy.
You have to say that though, don't
you're
you?
Quite the guy.
It's in the
you've
contract.
Created a life form, that fart, Phil.
Is he still going?
Ah, yes. And the beer you create, that's awesome.
I don't have any other skills.
You do.
Masturbate.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's dark. Gotta keep it light. I used to like gardening. I would like learning the different things about how to pot a plant and stuff and how to look after it.
There's any plants left though?
No. We're trying our best to bring them back. But it's
What are you going for first? What type of...
Obviously a potato.
Obviously. Carbs.
Yeah. Gotta get those carbs. Got a carb load.
What are we eating now? Like, what are we eating?
What aren't we eating?
Yeah. Potatoes.
Yeah. But what aren't we eating?
Yeah, potatoes.
Whatever I declag.
Is that what we
fry eat? It up.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like an omelette. An omelette. It's a fun word, isn't it?
Omelette.
Yeah. The other question, though, it was a double question, really, wasn't it?
Right.
So it was, what would you hate to learn and what would you hate to experience for the first time? So that's very different, isn't it?
Hmm. Experience for the first time.
Now, again, my instinct is always to bring it into the gutter, deep, deep into that dirty, dirty gutter.
Uh-huh.
The dirty, dirty, wet, sinewy gutter. It always falls into there. But would you like to or not like to experience intercourse for the first time again? And I don't need, I'm not saying I want to know specifics. I mean, I do want to know specifics about your first time, but not now. Like, just the whole, I suppose more about the kind of the build-up and the stigma attached to kind of losing your virginity and stuff. Like, you wouldn't really want to go through that again, would you? And then ultimately do it and realize that, again, I don't know about your experience, but realize you're a god and that you're the answer to all humankind. That bit was great, but not knowing that I was that good was...
Are you suffering from space madness?
Yes, I am. Because, you know I am.
I know what you mean, because it's a weird... It's a weird one.
Mm.
Like, I wonder if, when we grew up, there was a pressure about, like, you were deemed to be sad if you hadn't, like... you know,
how many A's are in that word?
And as many as you can fit on, like...
A couple of capital A's as well.
Yeah. Does that stigma still, did that stigma attach still, you know, before the fall of mankind and all that?
That's not, again, we don't want to keep it too dark.
So there's that, so the pressure type of thing. And also, I don't know, I feel like the first, it's not fun. I don't
No, I didn't
think I would have this conversation with you right now.
It was confusing. I was confused.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Do you tweak that? Do you turn that? Is that upside down? Books say that's open.
Should I do it faster?
I need more hair. All the books said there was a lot of hair.
All of them. There's more hair than is required.
Loads of hair everywhere.
I found a hair growing off my ear, this bit. I don't know what that's bit. Yeah, it's not the lobe, the bit that kind of almost covers your whole of your ear. I found a long hair growing off that, and I pulled it out.
Welcome to... how old are you now?
God knows.
God knows.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to getting that to that age.
Yeah.
You've got to be vigilant now, Tom. Congratulations.
Yeah.
There's loads of hairs growing. I went on holiday like a while back.
Long time.
And then I looked in a different type of mirror and I realised I had hairs growing like out my nose and like on the top of my nose and shit.
Can I just ask what you mean by a different type of mirror? Like a mirror in the future?
I think, there's mirrors that are kind to you. And then there's the horrible mirrors that are more like reality mirrors. Yeah. You know, like you can see like how much...
Reality mirrors.
You look hideous. They're reality mirrors.
Yeah, I like that, reality mirrors. I used to have a mirror that one side was magnified, the other side wasn't. So is that a reality mirror?
No, it's more about like how bad you look at it. Mm. You know, like I think in shops they used to have the good mirrors, you know?
Yeah.
That you would put on something, you're like, looking good. Ooh. And then when you get home, you put on that same thing on. You're like, I look like a fat clown. Why did I buy this?
Well, you were in a fat clown shop.
That was me feeling. There was a lot of them about near the end.
Fat clown shoes and pants and tops shop.
Mm-hmm.
Experienced stuff for the first time, though, because that was an obvious one. So I would always think of something that makes us nervous. So, like getting one of my phobias of getting injections. I wouldn't want to experience that for the first time again. But I wouldn't want to experience it for the last time again. What else?
Well, it's a strange question because, I mean, you sometimes think about the nice things. But what are the bad things? Because now you're just used to them.
Yeah.
I don't like flying.
Yeah.
But yet, you know.
So you wouldn't want to experience the first time you went, flew somewhere.
But it,
I mean, you're permanently flying now, but I don't think too much about that.
Yeah. I try not to.
We don't need another mess.
I feel like a lot of the time it does feel like the first time, though, when you're flying.
Yeah.
Because you don't fly enough to, like...
That's true. Yeah.
To, like, build up a tolerance.
That's true.
If I was flying all the time.
And nor should you. Nor should you.
Thank you.
Not just you. Nor should we.
Just people in general.
Humanoids in general.
Humanoids, yeah.
Yeah. There's all sorts of things, isn't there?
riding a bike, I guess. That's not experience for the first time, but relearning.
Yeah.
Like, that must be a ball ache.
I remember being terrified because me papa let go.
Oh.
And like, oh, it was like a scene from a movie.
Was it?
He'd let go and I looked back and I was like,
And then did the music like swell?
Yeah, the bike exploded.
Wow.
Yeah.
The bike exploded.
Exploded all over the place.
Anyway, I've got a gun now because I'm out of beer.
No. Just one joke. One quick joke.
I'll have one joke, but then I'm gone. Right.
So, number between 1 and 100, and you've blew your load with 69 last time we had a chat, so...
16.
16? Second favourite number. Jesus
It's not
Christ.
A fucking pamphlet again,
Jesus
is it?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it a real good one? I hope so.
Right. Now... Just the title of this one is
Throw probably, yourself in, because I've got to go, man. Like, I'm out of the beer and I've got...
It's problematic. Now, just remember that this isn't me. This is a book from 1988, okay? So the name of this joke, which is, again, a paragraph long, is German Midget. So...
Right.
The London to Edinburgh Express was standing in King's Cross. In one carriage sat a bro Scot, 6'3", kilt, sporran, Tam O'Shanter. Don't know what that means.
Tam O'Shanter.
Is that like a band?
I didn't know what that was, but I don't know now.
The lot. A little German midget got in the same carriage. I assume he means a German little person. I assume that's what they mean by that.
Let's just throw ourselves in, not analyse it, just go with it.
Ooh, wee man.
wee man.
Ooh, my wee man. Where are you off to, Lenu? Says the Scot. Oh, Scottish. Sorry, right. Ooh, my wee man, where are you off to the new? Says the Scot.
Very good.
Ach, mein Freund, says the wee German.
Not so good.
Said I'm to Newcastle under Tyne. Oh, I think that's German again. Said I'm to Newcastle under Tyne going where I was in the circus of the Bertram Mills, yeah. You'll be lucky. You'll be lucky, says Jock. The train doesn't stop. Is that Scottish? The train doesn't stop.
That's Jamaican. Honestly, if we're getting oxygen in this room, is there enough oxygen?
The train doesn't stop at Newcastle, 300 miles an hour from here to Scotland. But I'll tell you what I'll do.
300 miles an hour?
Oh, that's very, very fucking fast. Through Central Station. But I'll tell you what I'll do. When the train gets to Newcastle, it slows down to 100 miles an hour. I'll wind the window down, grab you by the scruff of your neck, drop you on the platform, and you can make your way from then. Danke mein Herr, said wee man. Sorry, said wee Han. Wee Han. Wee Hans. All went well. The train slowed down to 100 miles per hour at Central Station. Hey! Jock dropped the German midget out. Away he went like a shot out of a gun. Just as he got to the guard's van, the guard leaned out of the van, picked him up, hid him back on the train, saying, anybody that can run as fast as that deserves to catch the train.
I've got to be honest, I was really took aback with all this, like, different people talking, and I didn't follow it because I was so engrossed with the acting that you had.
Well,
but anyway.
Basically, there was a German. Right, this is the thing about this joke. There's no reason for this German person to be a midget, as he calls them. There's no reason. Well, there's not, because the joke is that someone gets thrown out of a train and then he runs so fast that he gets thrown back on because he says if he runs that fast, he deserves to catch the train. That's the joke. So it could have been anybody. Could have been anybody that was thrown off the train and then got jumped back on again. What a horrible joke. What an offensive joke. I'm offended.
Why do you force because I think me to listen to
I think them? It's really important that we go through this book, actually, and we maybe skip that one just from that picture there. We'll probably skip that one. but yeah.
I really want to hear that one. Okay, I really do.
Oh, my God.
What number? Could you show me that again?
Like, I'm just so glad.
I'm going to pick that number now.
We're too far away to be cancelled. Well... Suppose till next time.
Well, as we spiral out of control,
yeah.
I'm going D. downstairs to deal with some problems, because there's been quite a few problems, you know.
There has been some problems. If you need a hand with those problems, let me know.
No, thank you. But I'm drinking just a little bit less of your piss.
Yeah.
I'll be gone.
Down the hatch.